Some of you know these practices because you've been with me before, but they just kind of work, or they hold the work, should I say. They don't work. There's nothing to be come out of them, but they hold the work. And talking about some of that early conditioning that we spoke about this morning. If we had to uncouple each of the links of those conditions, we'd just not even get through a tiny fraction of it in this lifetime. And so there's some jobs for psychotherapy, and there's some jobs for meditation, for spiritual practice. And thank goodness both are useful for different functions. And so this one is really a kind of a metta practice, and we call it the empathetic holding field. And we're going to do it in threes if it works out. I don't start and get too comfortable unless we can't work out in threes, then I'll shift it around a bit. But basically, in the three, somebody sits in the middle, moves the chair, places the other two people where they want them to be, wherever that space willing. And the person in the middle just kind of sits with, if possible, a sense of the possibility of the space being at least benevolent. Yeah, no harm's intended to that person for that time. Most of us can manage that. The two other people are sitting, and you're not sort of pouring out love and metta practice towards the other. But as it were, you're sitting in a much more expanded field that includes you, the person in the middle, and the person at the other side. And it's just a very simple intention, and you can find your own words for it. For metta, it's, something like, may all beings be well. Yes. Whatever your words are that bring you into that territory, and you say it inside your head, not out loud. And the intention is to offer that field of warm, benevolent neutrality. Yes, because you are not trying to do anything to shift or change the person in the middle. Person in the middle may feel something, may find it beneficial, may not. That's not the point. The point is for the generation of that field to be in that those kind of qualities. So I'm not trying to fix the person in the middle. I'm not trying to fill them up with love or anything else. We're in it together. We're in it together. But because we position each cycle of this slightly differently, each of the three gets an opportunity not to have to do anything but experience how it is to sit in that field, potentially, that's benevolent. You with me? Yeah. It's just like, I was talking to a couple of people over lunchtime, and there's just places we can go that does that for us, whether it's a walk on Dartmoor or a park or a visit to a place of beauty or I don't know, lots of things to do. It might be just lying on your bed, doing nothing, but there are places that we go to kind of fill up with just that warmth, neutrality, goodwill. And it could be Starbucks, I'm not sure. But wherever it is, we find it individually. It's not prescribed.